We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The numbers are ugly. Recent days, trade groups have told the White House and Congress about 2 million jobs in retail, 3 to 5 million restaurant positions, 4.5 million jobs in travel could be lost during the outbreak. Recession inevitable. Worst is yet to come, but does it have to be this way?
U.S. corporations collectively enjoyed several sustained years of record profits, plus they just received some very generous tax cuts. So what if big corporations spent some of those profits in order to retain their workforces through this shutdown rather than rush to lay off millions? Sandra Sutcher is a professor of management practice at the Harvard Business School before academia. She was the longtime chief quality officer for Fidelity Investments. So there's the question on the table for you. You have these companies, many of which have made lots and lots of money, enough to give dividends to people, in some cases to buy back shares so they can raise the price of their stocks and award top executives big fat bonuses. How about using some of that money for their employees?
Well, I think that that is an excellent idea, and there is precedent. So, for example, during the Great Recession, Honeywell was facing the same kind of problems as any other manufacturing company, and they decided to furlough their workers instead of laying them off. They were furloughed for like between 1 and 5 weeks with either partial or no pay. But then they came back to their jobs. They were connected to the company, and the company had a remarkably great recovery, way better than any of its competitors. There are definitely companies that are now talking and are paying their employees. Amazon pays the people who support their office staff. Eileen Fisher announced that they would be paying their sales associates while their stores were closed in March. So people are definitely doing this, and if there was ever a time to trade off the interests of investors for the interests of employees, this would be it. Because, in fact, having an engaged and enthusiastic workforce is what allows companies to satisfy customers in the first place. So this would be an excellent investment in maintaining relationships.
Yeah, so you're going to have happier workers, and they're going to like to work there. And then you're going to get a heck of a lot of good press for doing this, too. Why the reluctance? I mean, for some of these big companies, though, they have to have the profits. They have the money.
Well, I think that they are reluctant for several reasons. So, one is that they haven't done this before. It's a big deal, and it may not fit within their view of what their responsibilities are to their employees. I would take issue with that, but I think that every company has a view as to how important their employees are to their success. And so I think that the companies that are having to think about this question now really have to say, how reliant are we on employee engagement and commitment to us? And, I think that there's a good answer to that question. The research is very clear that layoffs leave people both demoralized and quite angry at the companies that lay them off. And so they're not helping themselves because there are costs to rehiring and training. There are costs in the lost customer service and the fact that you've got people who aren't too happy when they come back. So I'm not sure sort of why this would be such a hard call, except for the fact that it's they're big and it's new. And this is a time when I think it's very hard for people to take bold moves just because they're feeling quite cautious.
Now, let me present you with another scenario and tell me if you think this might ring true. So you've got some of these companies that are being really good to their employees, perhaps, and they're helping with their health insurance still. They're not laying them off, and they'll get some headlines out of it about how great they are as a company now. And then a year from now, maybe, when things hopefully return to some semblance of normalcy, then the layoffs come then when people aren't looking to write those headlines anymore.
Well, I think that if if we do return to normal, I'm not sure why the companies would need to be laying people off at that point.
Just because, because they've, even if they have a lot of money now, they're clearly not making as much as they would have made had we not had this particular crisis. So I could see how some companies might decide in a year or so, you know what, we lost a lot of money last year. We kept a lot of people on when we didn't have a lot of revenue coming in. Now's the time.
Yeah, I think that, what can I say? Enlightened companies are very aware of the data on what happens when their employees aren't happy with them and how that flows through to poor service for their customers. So particularly for employees in the hotel industry, in the airline industry, in restaurants, these are people who are interacting and creating the value that is given by the company to the customer. So, I think that anybody who has spent any time really studying the research on this would say that it's a bad deal to be laying people off in these customer-facing jobs if there are alternatives, which there pretty much always are.
Sandra Sutcher, professor of management practice at the Harvard Business School.